This podcast is brought to you by Viking Capital, your best friend in swimming pool financing for over 20 years.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast. Today I'm chatting with Paul and Todd Thomas, owners of Thomas Pools and Spas in Modesto. It's a pleasure to have you both with us today on the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Before we get deep into our conversation, I thought perhaps both of you could tell us a little bit how you got started in the pool industry and what makes Thomas Pools and Spas so unique.
In about 2005 is when I went on my own, but I used to work for a water district. And so I would get off early every day at the water district. And my buddy owned a subcontracting business, pool contracting business. So I'd get off at 3 and he invited me to come and help him. He was behind at the time. So I started out going and helping him after I worked my regular job and just fell in love with the construction of swimming pools. So we worked with him for probably about 3 or 4 years, subcontracting and kind of learned the ins and outs, and decided I'd go get my contractor's license and start doing it myself.
How did Paul get involved in the business with you?
Well, once the business started taking off, it was just getting too overwhelming for me to handle everything. So she stepped in. And she's a sign language interpreter by trade, but it just got too busy for me to handle by myself. So she came in and started doing all the administrative part of it. And we subcontracted for probably about 3 or 4 years and doing the plumbing and electrical and stuff like that. And 2008, when the economy crashed, I started doing owner builders, and then from there, I was like, I'm just going to go full-time build. It was a little more money, and I had total control over my work. You know, I didn't have somebody standing over me telling me how they wanted me to do it. So that's kind of how we got started. And the pool industry's been pretty good to us.
That's awesome. Well, I guess the big news for you guys this year is that I saw a press release recently that said that you were named one of the best pool companies in Modesto by the Modesto Bee. That's got to be a tremendous feather in your guys' cap and a really great accolade.
Yeah, no, it was that was exciting to hear. And, you know, I think that's just, you can't make everybody happy in the industry, but I think when you make a higher percentage happy than other companies, you know, it reflects. And they voted for us. So one thing for us is we also do the service side of it. So it's not like we build the pool and leave the customer behind once it's finished. They have the option to stick with us for however long they choose. And we also service pools that we don't build. So it kind of makes our company unique, I guess.
Yeah, you're definitely one of the companies out there that's kind of like a triple threat, because you do the new pool construction, you do the pool renovation and remodeling, and you do the service and maintenance. So you kind of like run the gamut.
Yes.
I mean, California is one of the largest markets in the country when it comes to pools and spas. And in such a glutted market like the one you're in, I mean, how does Thomas Pools and Spas kind of differentiate themselves from the competitors? I mean, what makes your pool construction division really unique?
Yeah, well, we're family owned and operated company. And so my kids also work for me. I have 2 daughters. They work for me. So we take a little more pride in our work than other companies that, you know, it's just a supervisor out there. The other thing is I'm actually hands on. So, you know, I'm out there doing the plumbing and I'm always with the customer through each individual stage of the job and physically working in their backyard. And you're not going to see that with any other company owner. So I'm kind of OCD, I guess you would say, when it comes to the plumbing, electrical, and all through, you know, through the other phases. But the plumbing and electrical for me is like what makes or breaks a swimming pool. If you just hand it over to the customer and the pool don't stay clean, then it's like a lot of companies, you know, it's like, well, you need to brush the pool more. You need to skim the pool more. So we try to build a swimming pool you do very little maintenance on.
I mean, your business has been going and thriving since 2005. As you approach your 20th anniversary, what are some of the highlights that you guys have experienced working in this industry? I mean, is there a particular project that kind of stands out in your mind and personifies what your company is about?
There's a few that really stand out. We have a Bass Pro in Manteca, and I designed and did all the plumbing for the water feature out front, the stream and all that. That was kind of cool to be involved in. And another one we done was we had a customer with just about unlimited funds. And so they basically wanted to create like a water park in their backyard. So we built the swimming pool. It was close to $400,000 was the total build. And that was just the pool without landscape. It's got a 40-foot slide in it. It's got a big sunken bar kitchen. It's got a spa with fire features that come on with a remote system where fire bowls. And that build there was just because they just let me put all of our experience into one backyard. It took a while, that was kind of one of the highlights. The whole project ended up taking like probably close to 5 months, I think it was. But the slide is like a water park slide.
Yeah, I think I saw pictures of that one. It's like Raging Waters back there.
Yeah, and then we did a floating rock table with, a sitting area. And yeah, it was just fun to build.
It's nice when you had a budget that can accommodate what you want to do back there, huh?
Yeah, it's always nice when you don't have to you can just run with it. And for me, it's not about, I'm going to make a ton of money off this pool. It was about, because I'm, like I said, I'm hands-on. So just seeing it all come together was just probably one of the highlights. It's something you'd see on TV, definitely.
Well, the Central Valley is really hot during the summer. It's also kind of landlocked. So a trip to the beach or any other body of water can be as much as like a 2-hour drive away. Building a pool has become enormously popular in places like Modesto. What do you think has spurred such a strong culture for swimming pool ownership? And do you think this is a trend that's going to prevail in the coming decades with this next wave of new homeowners that we're seeing coming into the market?
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it falling off. I mean, the economy, it's always a roller coaster as far as construction goes. But I think the valley is going to remain strong. It's competitive here. For what you get, the price is still cheaper in California than places like Texas and Oklahoma and different areas. Now, there may be a few states that could be maybe the same as far as California, but we've been able to keep the price pretty consistent where people could afford it. I think when they lower interest rates, obviously, I think it'll take back off no problem.
I think for California homeowners, it's kind of a no-brainer that they're going to build a pool in the backyard. I mean, I read a report in realtor.com that said something like, in California in particular, that the property value can increase as high as like 7% when you add a swimming pool to the backyard. So that's pretty telling about what's going on, at least in our market, right?
Right. I kind of fill people out as far as ask them what made them decide to get a swimming pool. And it's a lot of younger generation with small kids. And a lot of them say, well, my neighbor's got a swimming pool or somebody down the street's got a swimming pool. And I really don't like my kids going over there. I'm building them a swimming pool to keep them at home where I can keep an eye on my kids. I hear that a lot. So people want to keep their kids entertained at home instead of venturing out and, maybe keep them out of trouble, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it's also healthy for kids to be able to exercise and come home and take a swim in their own pool, and it helps them develop, good physical activity,
Yeah, it's one of the best exercises you can get is a swimming pool.
Yeah, every muscle group. Well, I mean, I know fiberglass pools have been slowly but surely gaining some market share over the past decade. However, in California, a custom concrete pool still remains the mainstay that we see in many backyards. I mean, why do you feel concrete remains the top choice among consumers today?
Well, because we can virtually build a pool in any backyard. So fiberglass pools, you're kind of limited to the shape. So there's only so many shapes that they usually offer. Now, I don't know, the industry may have been changing as far as different shapes and sizes. They might be more options, but I looked into actually doing that because I had a few customers ask me if I had done that. So that was kind of the thing we ran into when I looked into it, was like a lot of these, we build a lot of pools and tract homes. So the backyards are all different shapes. A lot of times you couldn't fit one in a backyard, you know. And if you did, it was too small, where we can go out and swim a pool 10 foot wide and 40 foot long if that's what they want. So that'd be tough to do with a fiberglass pool, and if you could even have them make it or get it. So I think that's probably one of the main things, is just the flexibility we have with a gunite swimming pool.
Yeah, we're seeing more water features being incorporated into a lot of pools too. I mean, it's kind of hard to do that with a fiberglass pool. Those things kind of look tacked on, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's the beauty of a gunite swimming pool, is we can shoot that gunite, we can make anything out of it.
So, I mean, you both got your fingers on the pulse, so to speak, when it comes to what homeowners in the Central Valley want as far as a pool and other outdoor living improvements is concerned. Todd, you're on the build side. Paula, you're talking a lot with the customers. What are some of the hot features and amenities that you see your customers have been requesting on some of the new builds that you guys have been working on?
Waterfalls, raised decks with sheer descents, deck jets, fire features, laminar jets.
Those light up jets that light up.
With the laminar jets, you know, it just depends on the customer's budget, because
Those are expensive.
when you start getting into a lot of that stuff, it starts getting pretty costly. And
Well,
as far
another
as
one too is the bubblers. They like bubblers in the Acapulco shelves, especially if they have little ones.
Yeah, definitely. You want an oversized tanning ledge and some bubblers there. You make it more easy with little ones. Yeah. Well, one thing that we've noticed in this post-COVID environment is that, financing that backyard dream that a lot of these families have has become much more difficult to come by with rising interest rates. And you hit on that a little while ago. I mean, how has that impacted your business, if at all?
It has impacted, yeah, it slowed it down. So basically, you know, you're kind of getting into the market where people have saved instead of financing. And it just knocked a lot of people out of being able to afford a swimming pool because of the inflation. With the inflation, you know, obviously the cost has went up of the pool itself, and then also the interest rate, it's just kind of knocked a lot of people out of the market. But what we're finding right now is a lot of people saved half and then they'll finance the rest, or we still have some that finance the whole thing.
Pre-COVID, I mean, what were the prices for an entry-level pool going for, Todd?
Pre-COVID was probably about around 32,000, and now they're probably right in the range of around 42 to 45. So
Yeah.
you're talking an extra 10,000 that's been because of inflation.
Yeah, materials are just outrageously high
So
now.
we was just to give you an example, for one stick of 1 inch PVC electrical conduit, we was paying $4 a stick. It's $12 a stick now for a 10 foot stick. So I mean, some things didn't just double in price, some things tripled. So the hard cost is, and I haven't worked out the percentage exactly of what, because there's so many different products that we use, but just on the end price. So it's average, it's went up about 10,000.
You mentioned that you guys were paying more for materials on the construction side. I know that it's gotten more expensive on the service side, and that's a big portion of what your business does as the service and maintenance. How has the rising prices impacted that portion of your business?
Well, I'll tell you, the fuel the fuel prices is what, because you're, you know, the truck is on the road all day long.
Right.
So the fuel is what probably has impacted our business more than anything. You know, you had to raise because of fuel prices, and then the hard cost on the chlorine and the tabs and all that. I think they went up probably 15%, some things 15%, but it's the fuel costs, because that's what's hard to deal with. It's always fluctuating.
Well, I read a lot of the reviews and the comments about your company, and it seems like you guys really provide great service. I mean, one of the things that pool service companies gripe about pool construction companies is that, you know, they built the pool and it's so difficult to service once it gets in the service guy's hands. But you guys kind of eat your own dog food in that way and maintain the pools that you build. I mean, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It just depends on what company builds your pool. You know, any company out there can build a nice pool. The problem is when they start penny pinching on, say, the plumbing and the efficiency of the pump, and you got to move that water. So every day you got to turn over that swimming pool. It has to run through that pump. So the more returns you have and the more you move that water, the easier it is to maintain the swimming pool. So we, in the service side of it, we'll go out and inspect the pool and see if it's something we want to take on. And we see a lot of that where they, in my opinion, just didn't build the pool right. So them type of people, they run through different companies because they can't keep companies maintaining their swimming pool, because the company has to spend too much time in chemicals to keep the pool in good shape. So it's just a matter of how the pool was built, how efficient it's going to be, and how much work you're going to have to do to maintain it.
Yeah. Well, another thing that we noticed over the past few years was customers complaining about how expensive chlorine has become. I mean, consumers are looking for viable alternatives that can help save them some money. What are some of the suggestions that you have for creating a more economically friendly, eco-friendly, sustainable swimming pool?
We have a very good relationship with Pentair. Pentair is one of the leading companies in the industry for innovation. And they have the UV lights. They go above and beyond on different technology to help maintain your pool, to make it easy as possible for the customer. But we get back to that where it depends on what the people's budget is. And a lot of people get in the swimming pool, they're like, well, I'll put in the extra work. It's going to save me $5,000-$7,000 upfront cost. You know, if I was building my own pool, I would definitely put UV light in, and I would definitely put a salt system in, because the salt generator is going to generate chlorine. So that cuts your costs way down. And also the UV light is going to cut your costs way down. And you're not going to totally get away from chlorine, but it's going to substantially cut the cost of your chlorine. So it's a matter of cost. But in the long run, you're going to have maintenance on that stuff. But also in the long run, it does save you. The other thing is pool covers. You know, like I said, if I was going to build me a pool today, I'd definitely think about spending the extra $12,000 for a pool cover.
Yeah, it definitely makes maintaining your pool a lot easier when you can protect it from the elements, even in the Central Valley.
Yes.
Well, there's a new pool season right around the corner. What are you guys most excited about heading into the 2024 swim season?
I think there's some new products coming out. And new technology, I think, and it's something that we've been discussing with our Pentair rep. That's kind of exciting. It's always nice to see new technology, but that's probably one of the main things, is seeing it's always innovating. So probably that.
Is there a name you could drop there, Todd? Is there a specific product that you're hot about?
They've came out with a new pump. And the pump is supposed to be really efficient, and it also is a standalone. So you could actually run a light off of that pump. you know, for people that, you know, doesn't have a large budget to do the computer system that runs the lights and all that stuff, and they want just a basic equipment package. So there's a, you know, there's a few things that it's exciting to see the technology changing.
Well, I really appreciate you guys taking the time out today to chat with us and talk shop. I mean, love the knowledge and the insight you shared with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, that's all the time that we have left for today. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe, and we'll catch you next time on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Viking Capital, your best friend in swimming pool financing for over 20 years.